He was born of a virgin over 2,000 years ago. And that little virgin, they tell me, was about 13 years of age when she was overcome by the Holy Spirit. And she was impregnated with the very seed of God. Of course, she had to keep it quiet. She couldn't very well go to her mom. I mean, she was going down a road no one had ever been down before. Mary was the first one to carry the gospel. Did you know that? No one had ever been down that path before. She couldn't go to her mom and say, "Really, Mom, God did this." Who would believe her? They kept it quiet. They kept it a secret. But on that Christmas morning, the angels couldn't keep it quiet. That's what I love about angels. They can't keep a secret either. I have the worst time keeping secrets. My idea of keeping a secret is telling one person at a time. But they rolled the heavens back and they said, "Glory to God, peace on earth, goodwill to men. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." The shepherds came running and the wise men came running. And I've often wondered what was going through Mary's mind when she cradled in her arms the Lord Jesus. I wonder if she realized those little hands that were now forming around hers were the same hands that had scooped out the oceans and formed the rivers. Those little feet were the same feet that had walked on stars and been worshipped by angels. Those little lips were the same lips that had spoken the worlds into existence. I wonder what was going through her mind when the one who had spoken the worlds into existence was now uttering unintelligible baby noises in her arms. I wrote a little song that I never recorded. I've never recorded up until this night, and a lot of people have sung it, and I'm very blessed that they have. I didn't write the music. Bud Green wrote the music. I figure if you can't read music, you really shouldn't be writing it. But I wrote the words, and I hope you'd indulge me tonight as I sing a song I wrote several years ago. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? Your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again, the lame will leap, the dumb boy is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule
the nations. Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? This sleeping child you're holding is the great
Let's give Jesus a hand. I get excited every time I hear that. It's just so beautiful. I grew up in the Protestant tradition, and in the Protestant tradition, we pretty well kicked Mary into the gutter. And God spoke to me and said she's more blessed than any other woman, because she was chosen to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. I'd like us to go back to Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God spoke, and it came to pass. He created the heavens and earth by the word of his mouth. And it was good. And he created Adam. He was created in the image of God. And Adam was created in perfection. And he was created with free will. And authority on earth was delegated to Adam by God. God gave Adam rule and authority over all that he had created, the earth and all it contained, the animals, the birds, the fish, everything that God had created. And God placed Adam and Eve in the most beautiful place of earth, the Garden of Eden, which is presumably, by the description of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, somewhere in present-day Iraq. It would be very hard to find because of the late flood, worldwide flood. Anyway, when Adam sinned, all that authority on earth that had been delegated to him, he handed over to the devil. He handed it over to Satan by default. Satan, who was filled with pride and just wanted to destroy God's creation. See, God said the two trees in the garden, the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and the tree of life. And he didn't say to Adam, you cannot eat of the tree of life. He said, you must not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Now Satan said, it looks good. It's to be desired. God knows that when you eat of the fruit of it, you will become as God, knowing good and evil. And that appealed to the human nature of man. The human nature of Eve. And she sinned. Now the word for sin, translated sin, is actually comes from the word hematia, which is an archery term and literally means missing the target. Anyway, when Adam sinned, he gave over all this authority to Satan. And God said, well, now death has come in. I cannot have you live forever in this sinful state. I cannot have you eating from the tree of life that is in the garden. So Adam and Eve were cast out of the garden. And whereas they were given authority over the earth originally, Adam was told that he must now till the earth, and it will bring forth thorns and briars. Time passed. Man had knowledge of good and evil. And I think it's always interesting to look at this knowledge of good and evil, that there is always a point of relevance. And it's only our relation that we see good and evil. There is no absolute good, there is no absolute evil. Because God said, in the day that you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will die. So God gave Adam a choice of life or death. It's also interesting in the Word of God that the tree of knowledge of good and evil is only ever mentioned in the Garden of Eden. The tree of life is in the Garden of Eden, but the tree of life is also mentioned in the New Jerusalem in Revelation. It continues on. And its leaves are for the healing of the nations. But in the passage of time from Adam, sin multiplied. Satan had had his victory. But this was not the purpose of God, that man should be doomed to a life of sin and death. So in the passage of time, Jesus was born. And it was a virgin birth. Now, in God's justice and righteousness, he could not legally take back from Adam that which he had willingly delegated to him. Only a son of Adam had the legal right to take that back. Jesus was a son of Adam in the line of mankind. He was born of woman. So Jesus, as the Son of Man, had the legal right to take back that authority on the earth. But Jesus was also Son of God. And as the Son of God, he had the power to take it back. Hence the importance of the virgin birth. Jesus, Son of Man, totally man, Son of God, totally God. And then he lived for 33 years as Son of Man and Son of God. And then he was crucified upon the cross. And in so doing, he took back control from Satan. He took it back. He defeated death. He bore God's requirements for sin. He became the ultimate sacrifice for sin. And because of Jesus' death, we are set free. Now let us look at Mary with honor. Not in worship, but in honor, because she was chosen and she said, yes, may it be so. Now, as God lays something upon our hearts and upon our lives, as God places a call upon us, let us be like Mary and say, may it be so as you have said. God bless you.